The learning of this Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss Simchas Beis HaShayeva and the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, tremendous festivities were held in celebration of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, pouring of the water on the Mizbeach. Chazal noted that whoever did not witness the Simchas Beis HaShayeva has never witnessed true joy in his life. After the first Yom Tov was over, the Azara would be prepared for the Simcha. Balconies were built to hold all the women who came to watch, so they should stand separate from the men. There were golden candelabras set up 50 ames high, with 4 gold bowls atop them. 4 ladders led to the top of each candelabra, and 4 young kohanim mounted the ladders, holding in their hands large jugs of oil which they poured into the golden bowls. Thick wicks to light the oil were made from the worn-out clothing of the Kohanim, and when the candlesticks were lit, the light glowed so brilliantly that every courtyard in Yerushalayim was brightly illuminated. The Leviim would play many various musical instruments as they stood on the 15 steps above the gathering. The greatest Chachamim and other great Yidden would dance joyfully in the celebration, while all the Yidden would watch. Some of the Chachamim would bear burning torches in their hands, while singing Tillim and other praises of Hashem, while others performed incredible feats to increase in the joy. Chazal relate that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would juggle 8 lit torches without any of them touching each other. He would also bend down to the ground, kiss the ground, and draw himself up again, a feat which no one else could do. 2 Kohanim were stationed at the upper gate of the Beis HaMikdash, holding trumpets in their hands. As the roosters crowed at the first light of dawn, they blew their trumpets, and as they descended the steps on their way to draw the water, they blew additional rounds of blasts. When they reached the eastern gate, they would turn to face the Beis HaMikdash and exclaim, "We belong to Hashem, and our eyes are turned to Hashem." With a golden container, the water was drawn from the springs of Shiloyach near Yerushalayim. When the Kohanim returned to the gate of the Beis HaMikdash, the trumpets would be sounded again. The Kohen would ascend the ramp, and on the left side of the Mizbeach he would pour the water into a silver bowl which led down to the depths under the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, "When we used to rejoice at the Simchas Beis HaShayeva, our eyes saw no proper sleep the entire Sukkos. In the morning the Karban Tamid was brought, followed by Shachris, and then the Karban Musaf. From there we would go to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. Then we would go eat. Mincha was followed by the afternoon Tamid, and then the Simchas Beis HaShayeva began once more." Chazal say that this event was called Simchas Beis HaShayeva, the joy of drawing, also because one can draw Ruach HaKodesh from there. For the Shechina rests where there is joy. It is from Simchas Beis HaShayeva that the Navi Yonah merited the inspiration of the Shechina. The Rebbe Maharash explains that the Simchas Beis HaShayeva is a time of great joy, for it follows the tshuva of Yom Kippur when the Averis were transformed into Zchusim. This causes the sparks of Kedusha to be elevated to its source, which is a reason for tremendous rejoicing. By analogy, when 2 close friends who have not seen each other for a long time and are separated by a great distance meet up again, the joy is very intense, and the greater the distance, the greater the joy. The Alter Rebbe explains that since today we do not have the Nisuch HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, it must be performed by each person in their own Avodah. The pouring of the water refers to the quenching of the burning love that a Yid has for Hashem, assuming a state of inner bittul. This must be retained, atzeres, and continued through the learning of Torah. The Rebbe explained that although the original rejoicing would take place in the Beis HaMikdash on the occasion of the Nisuch HaMayim, however, today as well we can have this Avodah as with the Karbonas. The Rebbe noted that there are certain advantages today, as it begins from the first night of Yom Tov, and even ordinary people can actively participate in the Simcha. The Rebbe added that in order for the Simcha to be real, it is necessary to preface it with an understanding of the joy. On the other hand, one must express this understanding and feeling in physical dancing. After Ma'ariv of the second night of Sukkos, the Tzemach Tzedek would farbring for Simchas Beis HaShayeva. During the farbringen, the Tzemach Tzedek would explain profound concepts in Chassidus, and then Nigunim were sung and they would dance. The Tzemach Tzedek himself would dance so intensely that even the young Elitu were unable to keep up with his pace. After the farbringen, the Tzemach Tzedek would learn a halacha in Choshen Mishpat in depth, so that the sweat of the mitzvah, Zeo Shal Mitzvah, should dry. thus preventing the energy from going to Klipa as Yenika Lachitzoinim. On one of the nights of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Rebbe Maharash would farbring for Simchas Beis HaShoeiva for only 10 minutes. If the farbringen lasted 15 minutes, it was considered long. However, his children, the Rebbe Rashab and the Razal, would continue the farbringen afterwards. The Friedrich Rebbe related, until the year Tafresh Nunhei, the Rebbe Rashab would farbring one night of Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, and on occasion more. He would drink a lot of mashke and sing and dance for many hours, sometimes even for the entire night, and he would explain a concept in Chassidus. Many times he would cry so much at these farbringens that his eyes and face would become swollen. In the earlier years, the Rebbe would farbring the sukkah on the first night of Chol HaMoed in celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeiva. However, later on, this was discontinued due to the large crowd that the sukkah could not contain. In the year Tavshin Mem Aleph, the Rebbe started saying a sicha after Ma'ariv on each night of Sukkos, explaining the significance of the day and its reason who come to visit. One night on Chol HaMoed, the Talmidim of Tomchei Tmimim of Dokshis went to the sukkah of the Chosid Rebbe Yeshua Lein to farbring and rejoice in Simchas Beis HaShoeiva. The Chosid told them, what kind of simcha can one possibly have without learning beforehand the Maimar She'avtem, which explains the reason for the joy? The Bachrim went immediately and brought a few Likutei Torahs from their homes, and they learned the Maimar for over an hour. Only then did they rejoice, dancing till late at night. Now we will discuss the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that one who embarrasses the Moedos, special days, does not have a portion in Olam Haba. The Bar Tanura explains that this refers to one who does work on Chol HaMoed or drinks and eats their meals in a weekday-like manner. The Gemara relates the following incident. Rabbi Yanai owned an orchard whose fruits required harvesting on Chol HaMoed, and being that this was an unexpected monetary loss, Rabbi Yanai picked the fruits during Chol HaMoed. The following year, the other orchard owners pushed off their fruit picking until Chol HaMoed. Seeing this, Rabbi Yanai made his orchard hefker and did not pick its fruit because through him others had been brought to sin by working during Chol HaMoed. The Alter Rebbe paskins in Shulchan Aruch that on Chol HaMoed there's a mitzvah saseh of simcha, just like on Yom Tov itself. He concludes that due to the obligation of simcha, one's clothing on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed should be nicer than one's clothing on Shabbos. The Friedrich Rebbe would wear a silk kapotah throughout the entire Chol HaMoed, like the minhag is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rebbe would do the same. On the third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos Tavshin Mem, when the Rebbe came into shul, he turned to the photographer Reb Levi Itcha Freidin and said, "Today is Yom Tov. One should be dressed in Yom Tov clothing." In a Maimer, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that the avoid of Chol HaMoed is to make the mundane and weekday Chol into a Yom Tov Moed. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, the reason work is forbidden to be done during Chol HaMoed is to enable us to dedicate the time to rejoice and learn Torah, not to celebrate and party Chas V'Shalom. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, the days of Chol HaMoed were not established for work, but in order to rejoice before Hashem. This means to gather in shoals and listen to the sweet words of Torah, the halachas of Pesach during Pesach, and the halachas of Sukkos during Sukkos. The Seder Hayyim writes, one should not think that since he is not working, his time should be occupied with eating and touring. In truth, these days are special days, Yimei Ratzon, and were given to the Yidden so that they can be free to learn Torah. There is added Kedusha during these days, as can be understood from the extra Karban Musaf and the extra Aliyah and Shul. One should enjoy himself physically, but should not forget to attend to his Neshama, which is the primary focus. The Rebbe explains that since in the days of Chol HaMoed one is forbidden to do any work, one therefore has an obligation to learn Torah day and night mamish, just like someone who has all his work done by others, as explained in Hilchos Talmud Torah of the Alter Rebbe. May everyone have a Freilich in Sukkos!